Self-management of the workshops. The idea of self-management of the workshops, as endeavored by Thomas Butter, was to lead people to change entirely their attitude from the hired hand to the entrepreneur way of thinking. An entrepreneur should approach work with initiative, with profit, as his principal goal. His imagination should help him to introduce new customer services and to improve and extend the already existing ones. He should not forget that only the best services are profitable. A mercenary work system leads to a mercenary way of thinking. In such a system, the production is organized on the base of orders, work, and wages. Incentive, resourcefulness, or initiative are practically non-existent, and should some enterprising employees exceptionally show such qualities, they are usually not objectively appreciated and therefore only fortuitously remunerated. However, the net profit of the entire enterprise consists, however, of a combination of ideas, effort, and work, in short, of the initiative of the entire collective of the enterprise. The more economically and resourcefully an individual is thinking and executing even the least important task, the better are the results of the whole collective. The purely mercenary relationship, fundamental to the organization of most of the European industrial production in the 19th and at the beginning of the 20th century, is not a healthy foundation for productive and successful work. Apart from the upper-mentioned drawbacks, it relieves the worker of personal responsibility for his work. In conjunction with work distribution, inevitable in factory production, it deprives people of the endeavor and ambition to render the best possible job. Piecework is much more efficient because a skillful and hard-working individual gets his remuneration promptly according to the amount of work delivered. Nevertheless, personal responsibility for a finished product is also lacking here, particularly with modern work distribution. The relationship between the employer and the employee is narrowed down to the number of pieces produced and to the payday envelope. No relation whatsoever exists between the worker and the customer. Piecework is very individual. It allows for too much display of unhealthy egotism, and as a consequence, the individual worker cares little about the interests of the collective, the workshop. In spite of considerable performance inefficiency, there was definitely much more personal initiative in the old-fashioned artisanal production. An individual was at the same time a worker, an artisan, and a businessman. When, for example, a shoemaker may choose, he knew very well that his earnings were not dependent on tacking, sewing, or other handwork, but on the way he handled the leather and on the quality of the finished product. Well-made shoes sold well and assured him new orders in the future. Such a man was fully responsible for his work, he had interest in it, and he profited from his efforts. His dependence on his profit taught him to purchase cautiously and economically, to produce good quality merchandise, efficiently and punctually, and to be polite to the customers. Thomas Butter started as a modest craftsman. He kept always in mind the effectiveness and usefulness of such responsibility, which, of course, must be combined with the progress of scientific organization and modern work distribution. He was searching for a type of organization where the individual worker in a large enterprise could work assiduously and responsibly, economizing time, energy, and material, just as if he were an independent entrepreneur, rewarded solely according to the effectiveness of his own work. He was searching for an organization which would develop and encourage entrepreneurial qualities inherent, more or less, in every human being. He called such constantly developing organization the self-management of the workshops, because it enabled an important part of the people in the workshops and departments to participate both in manufacturing and management.